Log Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Mama Seven. I hope everyone is getting up, wiping the sleep from their eyes, being thankful for this another day that God has given us, and we are working on devotions. This is day one. Super excited. Why am I excited? You know, you're like, Mama Seven, you're always excited. I am. I'm excited because we're taking the opportunity to do something very important, and that is to focus ourselves, to focus our prayers, to focus our life on God, to give God his due, because God is owed this. And as we have learned through other devotions, we benefit from this fast, okay? So for those people that are new, I'm going to take it slow. I'm going to take a minute. For those that are new, this is a fast. And we're fasting many things. There's multiple going on at one time. So whether you are doing a food fast, that's up to you. The food fast, there's two. You can fast from sunup to sundown. And then, you know, while the sun is down, you eat regular food, whatever. There's another fast that's 24 hours a day, and you eat nothing but fruits and vegetables. I say fruits, vegetables, and beans, but it's definitely a sacrifice. And the whole point of the fast is to create discipline and to take some of the focus in our life off of food and drink. You'd be surprised how much time we spend, I don't want to say chasing food, but really we do. I have a coworker that spends 2 hours thinking about what she's going to eat for lunch. Then she goes and gets the lunch. Then she spends another hour either complaining or praising what she has for lunch. But, you know, that's 4 hours out of her day just on that one meal. Also, when you are focusing your body on positives, and like positive food, live food, you'd be surprised how much stronger your body is. I know maybe 2-3 years ago, we always add something extra. What is your extra? Well, my extra was I was going to intentionally get 7 hours of sleep. Oh my goodness. I was a whole new person. A new person just because of sleep. And really it shouldn't take our fast month to come up with, you know, sleep as a necessity. But for me it did. I'm always busy. I'm always doing 1,001 things. And so just getting that extra rest was so wonderful. Okay, so like I said, there's multiple things for fasting. One is food, okay? Another is we don't eat out. We're not going to eat out for 30 days. We're going to save the money. We're going to save the time. Now, I'll tell you, the reason I eat out is for convenience. It's not because of the taste of the food. My food, if you've been up on that mountain, you know, my food tastes way better than any restaurant I've been to. I haven't been to a restaurant and been like, wow, this is fantastic. I can't do this. No. I do it so I don't have to wash the dishes. I do it because I'm busy. I didn't get off work one time. I did whatever. And so I'm going to have to sacrifice the convenience of not having to do the dishes, of the time and everything like that. Everyone knows I travel a lot. And I'm just speaking about how these things impact me, how these fasts, these multiple fasts going on at once. And so early in the morning, if I'm busy, I don't have time to cook, I don't want to cook, I'll just go grab a biscuit. No, for 30 days, we're going to not eat out. One, we're going to conserve the money. Two, we're going to regulate the energy around our food. You know, what is spoken over the food, what is put into the food definitely becomes a part of the food, and then they deliver it straight to your table. And what do? We eat it. A lot of times don't even pray over the food. I pray over the food I get from other people twice. No. But for 30 days, we're going to focus and make sure that we're the ones, or, you know, someone we know is preparing the food. And this can be a little challenging because fast food is set up to be convenient. And so that means for 30 days, I'm going to have to wake up earlier and get my food ready, food prep. For 30 days, I'm going to have to make sure I have a little bag of carrots. You know, I like sweet things. So when I'm doing my fruits and vegetables fast, make sure I'm eating my carrots, you know, make sure I'm having my healthy snacks, because no fast food. I want to control the energy I put into myself, right? Then we have, so we're fasting, no fast food. Also, and this is crazy, we're fasting negativity. Can you believe that? And I know you're like, Mama Seven, I don't eat negativity. I hear you. I hear your words. But sometimes the words don't match up with the action. So when we say we're fasting negativity, first thing we have to be able to control is our mouth. Our own mouth will betray us if we don't get control over it. Your mouth. So during the next 30 days, and this is for my newbies, okay? All my old heads, you should already know, hey, we're not going to be cursing. No cursing, no profanity, okay? Now, for some people, that's the hard one. And I need you to understand, think about what the word is. It's a curse. We don't want to do curses. It's a curse. You're spreading negativity. You're allowing negativity to use you. Stop. Don't allow negativity to have a place in your house, in your body, in your mind, in your atmosphere. Halt it. You have the power, whether it's coming from your mouth or whether it's coming close to your ears, you have the power to say, I'm not going to participate in this negativity with you. I'm not participating in it. So as we're moving forward, let's think about that. But for the next 30 days, let that be law. I'm not going to curse. And you'll be surprised how many times people are trying to get you to curse. So, yeah. Yeah, trust me, traffic is going to be rough. We can expect it, you know. So we're going to say no soda. And there's a, if you go into A Wonderful Approach, Devotions 2024, there's a listing of all of the things we're trying to ease out of our life for the next 30 days. The no soda thing is real. They use soda to clean off acid off of batteries. When you really look at it, it's not good for you. But we steady chugging it in our bodies. Why? I don't know if we do it because it's a commercial or we do it because it's convenient. See, that's my problem. Or we do it because I don't know what it is, but we're constantly inputting things that are negative into our body, into our little section. You know, we have to remove that. Now, I've had lots of conversations about this, what I'm about to say, and we'll talk about it. We can talk about it. Mama Seven has always opened the conversation. But for 30 days, we're going to take out the weed, the alcohol, and the mind-altering substances. Mind-altering substances. Why, Mama Seven? This is how I relax. Well, for 30 days, we're going to say we're working on purifying ourselves, okay? This world will have you thinking that you need things like weed, alcohol, and mind-altering substances, but you don't. And every now and again, it's good to put discipline in place to make sure that you are still in control of you. Because I can tell you, that Dr. Pepper be talking to me, okay? I can tell you it does. And for 30 days, I'm not, you know, they have a Dr. Pepper Zero. That thing is delicious. So I can have Dr. Pepper and no sugar, and it tastes wonderful. I'm like, how are y'all doing this? What kind of witchcraft is this? What kind of witchcraft is this? So there are sodas that I can, for dietary reasons, I can still drink. But for 30 days, and guess what? When I drink it, oh, it makes me so happy. My mind has been altered. I'm on happy mode, okay? And for 30 days, I'm going to say, no, we're not doing that. For 30 days, I'm going to really pull back within myself and say, I'm not going to participate in my substance. Everyone has their own substance. And, oh, well, I'm going to be cranky. Don't. Because doing something that God tells you to do shouldn't make you cranky. It's like, you know, a child, you know, mother goes in there and says, hey, make up your bed. And after the child puffs and throws blankets around, and then they finally get that bed made, then you turn around and say, you know, oh, well, can I get compensated for making my bed? No, individual, no. You're supposed to make that bed. And you're supposed to make it with a better attitude, too. So this is what we're doing. We're spending time getting back into the positive of life. We're spending time making God the center of this, okay? So you see, it's a fast. We're fasting. We're going to intentionally refrain from. Intentionally. I'm just going to finish talking about what we're fasting, all these things. So part of the fast, as we're saying no to this, no to fast food, no to soda, no to this, no to that, we're also saying yes to a couple things. We need increased prayer. You're going to need some because people are going to try you, I promise you. Every fast, I find that my job, whatever job I work in, whatever job, I have 1,000 jobs I'm working. Whatever job I'm working, they always want to have free food. Oh, well, we're going to just go to lunch. I'm like, I'm going to have to pass. I'm fasting. Whenever you're fasting, the sacrifices that you made become elevated. So as you're saying no to all this, there's also some things we need to increase. Increase your journaling and your meditation, okay? Write down what this is making you feel. Write down if you're like, man, you know, once, and I can tell you the first 3 days are a little difficult. The first 3 days, you're really into your carnal self. You're really into your physical body. Your body is sitting here telling you how much it craves sugar. Your body's sitting here telling you how badly you really need that drink. Your body is sitting here coming up with all kind of reasons why soda's the only thing you can drink. Bump that water, bump that juice, and you need soda. No. So the first 3 days, you're really into your body. Once you can get past that, then it opens up for you. So I'm going to tell you to stay strong. Just give it the 3 days, right? Increase those positive things in your life as you're moving the negatives out. This is miracle season. This is miracle season. And I have to, you know, I don't want you doing this for the miracle, but I can tell you the miracle is a big part of why I do it. I can tell you last week I told my mother, I was like, you know what, miracle on this day, boom, happened. I need this miracle to come through because Lord knows, comes through just like that. And so last week, I had three what I would call miracles, what I would call blessings out of the sky come through. So I'm doing this devotion just out of gratitude because I've already seen my miracles. But if you have one in your heart, if there's something that you really feel you need from God, doing work like this gets you those things. I'm telling you what I know. Everyone gets a fast buddy. And I love to connect new people with their fast buddies, okay? And so we'll have all that situated by tomorrow evening. I have to check on some people, make sure they're still in and everything like that. If you have, everyone will have at least one, maybe two. If you have a fast buddy that is new, let them know about the miracle. Let them know about the strength afterwards. Because right now in the beginning, we all suffer. The first year might be about the carnal, maybe even two. I say don't make it about the biscuit, okay? It's not about the biscuit. But after you get that fast going good into your spirit, once you get that fast where you're like, I know what I'm doing, I can feel what I'm doing, I understand the responsibility of what I'm doing, it becomes a different ball game, okay? So when you're sharing, share that. Understand, we all are responsible for a weekly community service. Once a week, I need you to step outside of yourself. And I know you're like, oh, Mark 7, you got a lot going on. I know. I know. But don't we ask God for a lot? I'm not trying to be funny, but don't we ask God for a whole lot? Don't we ask God to wake us up each morning? Don't we ask God to get us ready for life? Don't we ask God to protect us from all of the, you know what I'm saying? So before we even step out the house, I've already asked God for 25 things. Before we even step out the house, and then I go out into the world, I'm in and out of all kinds of nonsense with my job. I'm doing this. Are you serious? No, I believe you can make some sacrifices. And I can tell you, I say for God, we say for God, but really, you're the one that benefits from this. Now, like I look at the no soda, because that's going to be my major. That's going to be my major. And I think about the benefits that will do my body right now. I've had miracles happen to where my blood pressure and my sugar drop to healthy. I go from out of control to healthy because I'm fasting, praying, and eating good food. It's really not rocket science, but it is amazing because I'm sitting here like, wow, God is blessing me in this moment. I don't have to wait years for this to pop through. Make sure you're telling your fast buddy how immediate the blessing is. Make sure you tell your fast buddy how strong the blessing is. I've had people come back with stories of life-changing, you know, they've always dreamed of, you know, I finally got my dream job, I got my dream relationship, I got this, this, and this. It's a wonderful thing. So if it feels like I'm asking a lot during this fast, I want you to understand, one, these are tenets that God really wants us to live every day. You know, I'm just reminding it and trying to put it in 30 days, but, you know, these are things that God asks of us every day. And so, and I also want to remind you how much we really ask God for. Whether you know enough to open your mouth and to ask, or whether you, like children, arrogantly believe that God wants, no. Whether you asked, or whether your mama asked, or whether your grandmama was a praying grandmother and she asked, we ask for the blessings every day. So we're going to take 30 days to live and walk this really close life. Okay, so you want to check in with your fast buddy, all right? Help them. Text them. Some people may be new fasters, and then also others may be professional faster. Like, this is their strength. This is what they do. Check in with your fast buddy. Take the time to find out if they're good. And that's a quick call, a quick text. It doesn't take a whole lot. And when you're doing your journaling, the reason why we have a book, and we do have a book, and we're doing the little handy notebook of devotions 3, aligning yourself with God. How perfect. Align yourself with God. Stop asking God to come over here and cover you in your junk. Stop. Now, God's protection, God is everywhere, and he is able to find us in any valley that we're in. But stop asking God to do that. You go to where God is. If you know God ain't in the streets, God is not in the streets. So I'm going to tell you, go to where God is. Go to where your protection is. Your protection is over there. That's the book, aligning yourself with God. All right, and quickly, add a personal sacrifice. So my personal sacrifices, that's the thing that gets me. I don't have a problem with profanity. I don't have a problem with none on this list. The thing that irritates a little bit is the no soda, but I'm going to be okay. But the personal sacrifice is my kicker. That's my kicker. That's the thing that gets me. And please, y'all, like, I don't say, oh, I'm going to stop smoking, because guess what? I don't smoke. I'm not going to play with God. I don't do the tit for tat. Be sincere in this. like last year, my personal sacrifice was bread, okay? Now, bread is perfectly legal in the evening. Perfectly legal if you're not doing fruits and vegetables, but I said no bread, period. So my sacrifice for this particular fast is going to be no cheese. Now, if you know me, you know cheese is important. Cheese is why we wake up in the morning. So I'll have a salad. I don't care about dressing. Dressing's nice or it's not nice, but I need the cheese. You know, I'll make a bean patty. I'll put my beans into a whole patty, make me think I'm eating something, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? Cheese, no. I will put cheese. I make like a spinach. I don't know what you call it, but it's delicious. I'll make spinach. I'll put a little cheese in it, extra garlic. It tastes almost like a dip. It's so good. And guess what? No cheese. This is a major sacrifice for me. This is a major sacrifice for me. And so your personal sacrifice, that's your little thing. That's your little thing. I would love to hear some of them. So we're going to have the devotions page, you know, the group chat and Facebook, the thing everybody's plugged into. So when you go into your group chat, it is you'll see that. And I'll have a thread, hey, what's your personal sacrifice? I know mine. I got a couple. One is the cheese that's going to kick me. And then the other one is I'm going to, and Mama Khadija was reminding me of this yesterday. Hers is, and I'm going to share this with her, is I'm going to force myself to get 7 hours of sleep, of rest. That means I'm not going to be working. And I have to really kind of tell my own self about it. Ah, so this is the fast. This is what we're working on. Usually these morning motivationals are not this long, but we have new people, and I wanted to go over and really help us to understand what it is we're doing. Part of the journaling, when you have your devotions book, and I had quite a few of them go out, you should have received them, I'm going to say Friday or Saturday, so check your mail. But what we're focusing on today, what our journaling is on, what our prayers are on, is spiritually protecting your family. And so when I was doing my prayers and meditation on this idea, spiritually protecting your family, I said to myself, what a wonderful honor and burden. What a wonderful honor and burden. What a wonderful blessing that we can begin to know how to spiritually protect our family. But isn't that our responsibility? You know, I really wanted to, you know, so my brain, I'm having two conversations with my brain. So first my brain is on like, oh, we've got so much work. You got to do extra prayers. You got to do this. You know, you got to be the example. You have to, there's so many things that you got to do, right? As we're working to spiritually protect our family. But then on the other hand, I'm like, man, it's work, but it's a blessed work. It's a joyful work. The idea, we just came back from Tampa. We just came back from a high spiritual weekend, right? And we have high spiritual weekends all the time. We are set up like that, right? It's a blessing. So as we're going through and thinking about the work of spiritually protecting your family, whether that is you praying for your children, because my children will be able to say they had a praying mother. And my grandchildren, when they come here, will be able to say, I had a praying grandmother, because this is what I do, and this is how I do it. We have to pray to protect our family. We have to put certain things in place, you know, and for my converts, for my people that are, this is your first generation, moving in a spiritual understanding, that work may feel uphill. You're like, I got to pray for people that don't want to pray for themselves. I got to be a positive example when I really want to turn around and cuss them clean out. And I'll say, hey, for 30 days we're not cussing. And then Spirit will take it further for you, like I have seen it done. You know, when Spirit is like, no, I need you clean. Spirit will come take all them curse words out your mouth. When you are spiritually protecting your family, you are being that rock for them. You're standing on the cliff for them. You're saying, I'm going to be here to help guide you in all ways. Spiritually protecting your family means you may have to make a sacrifice or two for your family. If you know that your family is suffering from generational curses, I hate saying those words. I hate that phrase. But if you know that your family is struggling with alcoholism, all of them, don't partake. Be that one that says, I'm going to stand in this gap and be the first of my kind to not do that. If you know your family is struggling with financial challenges, everybody broke, everybody struggling, be the one that doesn't. Learn some things. Be different. Spiritually protecting your family, I want you to sit back and think about today how I can govern myself in a way that is protective of my family. Spiritually protecting your family might mean you might need to step away. So, as we're getting our countdown, I want to thank everyone for participating. Please make sure you send me that text. If you need the book, send me the text. If you need anything, inspiration even, let me know, because that's what I'm here for. As I'm going through this fast, and I'm so thankful to everyone that joins me, please take the time to say, I'm going to do this I'm doing this as a gift for God and the benefit for myself and my family. All right, thank you so much for your time. I will be calling everyone. I'm so excited. Yay, have a wonderful morning. And don't forget, get your prayers in. Peace.